But first, legislation that would eliminate the straight ticket voting option on Michigan ballots is heading to Governor Rick Snyder's desk. Rick Pluta is my co-host of It's Just Politics. He's also the bureau chief for the Michigan Public Radio Network. He is here. Hey, Rick.
Hello, Zoe.
Also joining us is Jake Neer, reporter for the Michigan Public Radio Network. Hi, Jake.
Good afternoon.
So, Rick, first off, just explain exactly what this legislation would do if Governor Snyder signs it.
Well, it does two things. One is it eliminates the option that Michigan voters had, apparently at least until recently, to vote for all the candidates of one party or the other in partisan races by marking just one spot, filling one circle on the ballot.
Mm-hmm.
And it also provides money for local governments to buy more voting machines. And it also has the added effect of making sure that this legislation cannot be challenged via a voter referendum.
And we are going to talk a lot more about all of those things. But Jake, you were in the chambers yesterday. Things got heated over this. Jonathan Osting from MLive called it high drama, procedural hijinks, Gongwer News Service. It was one of the more relentless legislative steamrollers seen in some time. Wow.
Yeah, well, it's been a week of procedural drama, and this bill was no different. This was a late-night marathon session, as we often see, especially the last week of December. And for example, one of the things that happened was, I believe in the Senate, all of the Democratic proposed amendments to the bill were lumped together, put on all at the same time with no debate. And this was something that really, really set Democrats off, that, you know, saying that you're not allowing us to even discuss the merits of our amendments. There were even some personal feelings hurt, it seems like, saying I thought our relationships were better than this, but I guess not. And, you know, and things moved fairly quickly after that to pass the bill.
Right. And also Democratic staffers were cleared off of the Senate floor.
That's correct. Yeah. So this is something that has happened in the past, but not recently. And the idea, I believe, was to try to make things move along so that we didn't have things didn't go even later. Mm-hmm. But at the same time, you're also limiting lawmakers' ability to consult their staffs. And there was also a lot of questions about what even was happening at any given time last night. So it was definitely a very a tense atmosphere.
So, Rick, obviously Republicans wanting to push this through. Help us understand just why Republicans are so into this idea of getting rid of straight ticket voting.
Well, there are two things, and they're both related. One of them is we saw in the last election cycle that despite the fact that Republicans won higher up in the ticket, that Democrats almost swept all the lower tier education board races, mm-hmm. which are at the bottom of the partisan ballot. And a lot of people believe that that was basically the result of this straight ticket voting. And so the Republican Party wanted that to disappear because, of course, you know, they're responsible for all the elections, all the partisan elections from the top to the bottom of the ballot. Another one is that we are starting to see a little Republican heartburn over the prospects of having a Donald Trump at the top of the ticket and how that might affect the down ballot races. Will people respond to that by just going in and voting for the Democrats and walking away? And so this is supposed to be sort of a partial inoculation against the effects of that. And Republicans point out that most states don't have this straight ticket voting option. And it seems to be, you know, elections seem to be, working pretty well elsewhere.
40 other states, but Jake, County clerks all over the state really, really opposed to this bill.
Yeah.
They say what'll happen is, right, of course, is instead of folks going in, being able to check one box, being done, folks are now going to have to take longer. You're going to have to now, you know, either check or hit a button or whatever for each candidate. And they say in some instances, this could make voting time take quite a bit longer, particularly in places where voters already have to wait, which tend to be urban areas, where voters tend to vote Democratic.
This is Democrats and Republicans who are local clerks that are saying this. It's almost overwhelming how many clerks have come out against this. I think what Democrats are most concerned about is that this will create longer lines, which will not only make it difficult for the voter, for individual voters, but it will also lead to people leaving lines if they're having to wait too long, especially, like you said, in urban areas, in places where there are big student populations, college students.
Mm-hmm.
So they believe this is a direct, this is trying to give Republicans an unfair advantage. I think it is worth saying, though, that there are some possible unintended consequences here for Republicans that have been talked about. One are the nonpartisan parts of the ballot, like judges, which can be, actually partisan, just not on the ballot. That maybe
Supreme Court justices.
There will be an effect there. Mm-hmm. Supreme Court justices, exactly. And also that there are waves in both directions, that sometimes there are Democratic waves, sometimes there are Republican waves. So things like this can cut both ways.
We're talking to Jake Neer and Rick Pluta, Michigan Public Radio Network reporters out of Lansing, talking about last night's vote in both the State House and Senate to getting rid of the straight ticket voting option on the Michigan ballot. Rick, what were Republicans saying? Why are they pushing so hard for this? One of the things that they will say is that this is about voter education.
Right, that elections have become too partisan and that this would require people to know the candidates. And of course, if you're going to go down that road, well, a really good way to do that would be to eliminate the party designations altogether.
Mm-hmm.
But Republicans didn't want to go that far. And some, Republican leaders, party leaders and part of the GOP consulting class were, making some statements that were fairly tone deaf about this, that this would, it's not that big a deal if people have to wait in line to vote. They were saying half an hour, but we have certainly seen elections where in urban areas, people have waited in line for 2 or 3 or 4 hours to vote. And so it sort of ignored that aspect of it, although they were waiting in line that long, even with the straight ticket voting option.
So really impassioned speeches in both chambers, Senate and House, from Democrats. But interesting to note, no Republicans in either chamber spoke out in support of this bill on the floor.
Yeah, and I think one of the reasons for that is there was a feeling that, again, this process, they wanted to move this process along quickly. And there was definitely some debate and supportive speeches from Republicans when these bills came up in the House and Senate before. So these were concurrence votes. They were, obviously there were some changes made, but I think a lot of Republicans felt they had said what they needed to say about these bills.
This was a railroad, and there was nothing to be gained on the Republican side of the aisle by talking about this anymore. That once they had the votes, and that was an issue because some Republicans didn't want to vote for this without simultaneously supporting no reason absentee voting. And so once they had the votes lined up, they needed to get this train moving. There was just nothing to be gained by further debate on the Republican side.
Let's quickly talk appropriations, Rick, as you alluded to in the beginning. And you and I have talked about much in the past about, referendum-proofing controversial bills. Republicans did this with Right to Work, for example. This bill, $5 million appropriation, which means voters cannot vote against it via referendum as they have done before when this legislation has been passed more than 10 years ago.
Presuming the governor signs this, you are exactly correct that means that because there's a spending provision in it, that automatically makes it an appropriations bill, which the Michigan Constitution says can't be challenged. But certainly that will not stop Democrats from filing a court challenge, probably a voting rights court challenge, and maybe even taking another route and trying to initiate a law in either 2016 or beyond to basically vacate and replace it.
Jake, quickly, in the last few seconds we have here, what do we know from Governor Snyder about this? The last thing I heard is he said, I'm going to take a look at it. I think most folks are assuming he will indeed sign it when it gets to his desk.
He did the Rick Snyder thing where he says that he'll review it. You know, that they're going to look over all the details of this bill's, you know, what could be the consequences of this for elections. But he gave no strong indications that he's interested in vetoing it.
Yeah, he seems fairly agnostic about the issue of straight ticket voting. He said he would prefer that it come to him with a provision to allow no reason absentee. But historically, that when he's been on the fence on hotly partisan issues, that he's kind of just gone, you know, the legislature sent it to me, and so I figured if they want it, I'll approve it.
Rick Pluta, my co-host of It's Just Politics. He's also the bureau chief for the Michigan Public Radio Network, and Jake Neer, reporter from the Michigan Public Radio Network. Hey, you two, thanks so much.
A pleasure. You.